And now, from the world of film, here's a meta-construct. The British comedian Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon are friends in real life. In their new movie, they play friends named Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. Their movie is called The Trip, and Bob Mondello says they're great company on their trip.
As the opening credits roll, pain-in-the-neck Steve Coogan is telling his easygoing buddy, Rob Brydon, that he has a magazine assignment as a celebrity food critic. He's to spend a week visiting Britain's country inns and report back. Coogan thought his girlfriend, a real foodie, would go with him, but she bailed, so...
I've asked other people, but they're all too busy. So, you know, do you want to come?
Who could resist so gracious an invitation? Brydon gets permission from his wife, and then they're off, driving and dining and making wisecracks, mostly while doing impressions. Dueling impressions.
I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of, my name's Michael Caine.
That is where you are so wrong. You can look at my live video for proof, because that's the very thing I don't do. I say that he used to talk like that. Do you, Michael Caine? Okay. I say, Michael Caine used to talk like this in the 1960s, right? But that has changed. And I say that over the years, Michael's voice has come down several octaves. Let me finish. And all of the cigars and the brandy don't...
He takes Caine from Alfie to Batman in about 45 seconds.
In the back of the voice. And the voice now. Well, I've still not finished.
Pretty amazing. They also do dueling Woody Allen's and Sean Connery's, De Niro's, Pacino's, lots of others. The food they're mostly ignoring through these duels is downright architectural in its arrangement on plates, though that doesn't keep Coogan from complaining about it, almost as much as he does about his cell phone signal and the loneliness of stardom. The film Steve Coogan is kind of a diva. The film Rob Brydon is comparatively cheery, ordering scallops everywhere they go, though no one ever comments on that fact, suggesting edifying little poetic side trips, and at night trying to talk his wife into a bit of phone sex, initially in Hugh Grant's voice.
Could I interest you in some rather salacious sort of, if I sort of did as Hugh Grant, might that sort of...
And then in his own voice.
Speaking of boiled eggs, I'm not wearing any pajama bottoms.
Ah, you saucy boy.
Don't say aww. You should say ooh.
Director Michael Winterbottom, best known in the U.S. for weightier fare, like Welcome to Sarajevo, lets a little seriousness seep in at times, but he's mostly just having a lark in The Trip, and so are his performers, letting their imaginations run wild as they're driving.
I would just love to do a costume drama in these hills, just leaping, vaulting over dry stone walls with a scabbard. It's like dead look in my eyes, because I've seen so many horrors that I'm sort of immune to it. And they always say something like, gentlemen, to bed! Gentlemen, to bed, for we leave at first light.
Nice.
To bed, for we rise at daybreak.
Very good. Very good. Very impressive.
They always leave at daybreak. No, they never leave at, 9:30. Gentlemen, to bed, for we leave at 9:30.
Ish.
Not sure when I lost it and started laughing at everything they said, but by the time they were singing ABBA songs at the top of their lungs, I was gone. These guys are a hoot, and The Trip is a trip and a half. I'm Bob Mondello.
No more ace to play. Tell me, does she kiss like I used to kiss you?
There's a shiver down my arms whenever I hear that.
Thank you.
Does it feel the same?
You're listening to All Things Considered.